You know, it's big news when you start talking about a Texas institution, Whataburger. We found out bright and early Friday morning is shopping itself, or they may go public, but they're going to do something, it looks like, and everybody's worried about changes. But also it conjures up a lot of good memories of watching Whataburger grow up across the state. The first time I talked to Tim Taft, he was the CEO at Whataburger, and he's been at Pizza Inn, Super Salad. We've talked to him from his position as CEO of Taco Cabana and Pollo Tropical. But Whataburger is the topic today, and Tim Taft is our guest. Good to have you with us.
Good afternoon, Dave. Good to see you.
That's really, I mean, how do you turn into an icon? It was an icon when you got there, I guess, wasn't it?
It was. I think it was an icon for all the wrong reasons. Back prior to Tom Dobson taking over as CEO back in 1994, the company had lost its way for almost a decade. And there were a lot of people that had fond memories of Whataburger, but those were not being reinforced when people went into the locations anymore.
And this was founded in 1950, right?
In Corpus Christi, yes.
And then it grew. And then the partners, there were actually two partners who found it. They split. Didn't they get in a fight?
No, not at all. Mr. Dobson, Harmon Dobson, was the founder, and he had one of his investments was Whataburger. And he had a number of irons in the fire. One of them was Whataburger. And so he went down to spend time down in Corpus Christi and saw that this is really going to be a going concern and started building multiple restaurants.
Wow. So what happened along the way? What you were brought in as the doctor to kind of spiff things up. What was it, just another hamburger joint? Because I would imagine for a privately owned company trying to make it against, you know, Burger King and McDonald's and then Burger Chef and everybody else, it had to be a tough road.
Well, the interesting thing was back, if you remember back in 1994 when I started working there, and that's when Tom Dobson put in a new management team, which I was the vice president of marketing. That was at the height of the 99-cent burger wars. So here we had an old company that was 43, 44 years old that was really struggling against everybody else commoditizing their signature products with a 99-cent offering. Where we felt, and our position was, that you needed to add bacon to it, you needed to add a double meat to it, and you had to add cheese to it, and then the thing ended up being around $6 because it wasn't a hamburger, it was a Whataburger, for heaven's sakes.
That's a good point. I remember talking to you one time, asking you where you guys in marketing found that great Texas deep voice who'd talk about Whataburger. And I remember your answer to me was shocking. He was not a Texan.
No, he's Californian.
An affected accent.
Yes, he's from California. He's a genius.
So what do you think is going on? You have nothing to do with the company and haven't for years, as I understand. So
that's correct.
So it'd be speculation. But, I mean, my sense is when I see some company that's moved down like toward the third generation right now, is that a lot of people in that third generation want to go off and do something else. They know they're worth a lot of money, but it's all tied up in a company. And they don't want to flip hamburgers for a living. You got to get money out of it, I guess.
Well, you're right. I think you're right. I know nothing about what's going on with the company right now other than what I read in the paper. But, you know, knowing what I do know about the company and about the Dobson family, they've been instrumental in guiding this company since 1950. There's always been a Dobson, either head of the board or CEO of the company back from, you know, from the very beginning. So they've done a great job over the years of surrounding themselves with leadership teams that have come in and have really acted as great stewards of the brand to take care of Whataburger. So right now I would imagine that this is just, if this is going to fact happen, that this is just the next step towards the evolution of that brand. And if somebody in fact does come in, and you know, it's always been my contention that I believe Whataburger could be nationwide.
Yeah.
Because that product, you know, translates.
Well, and it is. I mean, I didn't realize until I was talking to a friend that it was in Florida and has been for a long time.
Yes.
I think they think of it as a local brand, but so what do you need? Would they need capital? I mean, you're going to have capital to do it, but I wouldn't think they'd have any trouble getting capital to expand like Whataburger.
No, I think, you know, again, Whataburger has been in a very positive position for a good number of years, and capital really, it's been my experience that capital wasn't a problem. You know, and again, since we don't know what's going on inside the boardroom and with the family members left, that this is probably, they think, either a way for them to exit, or it's a way for them to put it in the hands of somebody that might want to put their own money in and expand it to a much greater range.
And there are a lot of those. Is it Rourke out of Atlanta that has used to have Wingstop and lots of, but just buys lots of restaurants?
Yes.
And then you, if memory serves, Taco Cabana was bought out by a holding company too, right?
Taco Cabana was publicly traded along with Pollo Tropical as Fiesta Restaurant Group.
But before that?
Before that, it was owned by Carroll's Restaurant Group.
Carroll's, maybe.
Which was the largest Burger King franchisee.
Yeah. That's fun. So it's interesting to see what they've done, what a family operation, what you guys have done with the brand, is that I see their products in Central Market and HEB. I never thought you'd be able to buy Whataburger free, you know, corn chips or potato chips or catsup or anything like that. But it is quite a remarkable brand.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt that it's in Texas, and Texans embrace Whataburger as their own. And a lot of people have grown up with it. And the fact that you can go in and get Whataburger mustard, which is a staple of the product, or ketchup. It's an unbelievable success story. And I think that it has everything to do with the people that work there. There's an unbelievable amount of pride. We call it a cult following, but it has a cult following among the team members as well.
So you can't change something like that, can you? I mean, a new owner wouldn't come in and start serving pizza in addition to Whataburger Juniors, would they?
Well, certainly, I think if they were to ask anybody that's worked at Whataburger longer than a week, you know that the Whataburger is sacred, and that's the thing that you build your business plan around.
So it's a tough business, though. It's always been a tough business. It's trite to say that it's a tough business, but people are fickle. Fighting for locations, I know, is tough. What's the climate out there for the business right now, for the fast food industry?
Well, it's, you know, you see a lot of consolidation going on right now. There's a lot of companies that are getting out, you know, those that have tried to expand into new markets. I myself have tried to do that as well with Pollo Tropical in Texas. Found that extremely difficult, not to get the sites necessarily, but in order to get the same kind of passion that you have for your hometown.
In that case, it was in Florida, in Miami.
Yeah, in Miami, right.
Yeah.
But I think that what you see in the market right now is not only the consolidation of brands, but you see people starting, you know, they want to come out and they want to try something new. And so you see a proliferation of brand new chains, concepts that you never saw in the past, and it's getting more and more competitive.
And they all show up in North Texas first, I think.
Well, I mean,
every one of them. This is a testing ground.
The feeling is, if you can make it in North Texas, you can make it anywhere.
Former CEO of Whataburger and lots of other good places, Tim Taft. It's always good to talk to you. I miss talking to you. Thanks for coming by.
My pleasure. Great to see you, dude.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.